Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Ayin Beis, Menachas 72a, pagination is 143. We're going to be starting on the previous page on Amud Aleph to make reference to the Mishnah, which is midway on the page, Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, 71a, pagination 141. The Mishnah stated in the last lines, Mitzvaso liktzar belaila, the Omer, which is this barley offering on the second day of Pesach, had as its mitzvah to be harvested the night before it was brought, which means the halachic night of the second day Pesach, meaning the night before the day of second day Pesach, that's going to be the night following first day Pesach. However, as much as it is the mitzvah to harvest it at night, immediately after Yom Tov, of course, they were only holding one day Yom Tov, time of the Beis HaMikdash, based on Yerushalayim, the Sanhedrin, etc. Nevertheless, if they missed the night, niktzar bayom kosher. If they harvested during the day, it's still going to be kosher. So let's go to our Gemara, quoting that statement, Niktzar Bayom Kosher, it's almost midway on the page, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. V'atanan, we learned something that would seem to indicate that if you cut the Omer during the day, it would not be kosher. Kol HaLaila Kosher, the entire night, is kosher liktziras haomer, to cut the omer, ulahakter chalavim ve'evarim, and to burn the fats and the limbs of the karbanos. That's what's done at night. Zeaklal, this is the rule. Dover shemitzvaso kolayom kosher kolayom. If it's a mitzvah to be done anytime during the day, so then it's kosher the entire day. Dover shemitzvaso balaylo kosher kolalaylo. If it's a mitzvah to be done at night, it's kosher the entire night. Says the Gemara, Ketani, it seems the way the Mishnah does the contrast and does the grouping altogether, it seems Laila Dumya Diyom, that the night is just like the day. Ma Diyom Balaila Lo, just like by day, you have the entire day, but you can't do it at night. After Laila Bayom Nami Lo, similarly, the night mitzvahs should be done the entire night, but you can't do them by day. And that is the working assumption in understanding that Mishnah, that had the Omer been harvested by day, it would be possible. So we have our Mishnah, a daf ago, that said that the Omer can be harvested by day, even though that's not ideal. And we have a Mishnah that the way we understand this Mishnah, its comparative statement, night to day, we get the feeling that it is limited to the night and you could not harvest the Omer by day. Omer Rabba, Rabba said, Lo kasha, it's not a question. Ha Rebbe, one is the opinion of Rebbe, Va Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon, and the other is Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon. The term lokasha in general seems to be a more emphatic way to answer a question, in that it's only a question because you didn't have all your information. But it's not like we have to come up with a whole new answer. One is the statement of Rebbe, and one is the statement of Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon. Let's explore that. D'tanya, as we learned. Hoya omid. A person was proceeding umakriv minchas haomer and bringing the korban omer v'nitmes, and it became tamei. Now that it's ritually contaminated, we have to deal with it. What are we going to do? So the rule is, im yesh acheres, if there is another option, even if that option is to harvest new barley, process it, and bring it. Omer lo, then we tell him, havei acheres tachteh, you should stop, it's tamei, it's not such a good thing to bring something that's tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. So bring the other one. Bring the new one. V'im lav, but if there's no option to bring another one, perhaps it's too late in the day, perhaps there wasn't so much barley that was available and they were hard-pressed like we saw in a different Gemara. V'im lav, if there's no choice, omer lo, we tell him, have a bikeach u'shetok. Be smart and be quiet. Divrei Rebbe, this is the ruling of Rebbe. We're going to bring it because we have no choice, even though it's contaminated. We're going to invoke the rule of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Tumah is permitted in the case of a communal offering, if that's what's necessary. And Rebbe says, if there's no choice, you'll rely on that, but otherwise you should harvest during the day and bring what would be a better option. Rabbi Lazar b'Reb Shimon, in the same case where the Omer became contaminated, says, benkach uvenkach, regardless of whether you could bring a different one or you couldn't bring a different one, Omer lo, we say to him, evi pikeach u'shesok, keep quiet, be smart, be quiet. Shekola Omer sheniktza shelo k'mitzvas apostle, because if you harvest it not like the mitzvah, it's going to be apostle. And Rabbi Lazar b'Reb Shimon holds that harvesting by day is apostle. So going back to the Mishnah that we quoted, day mitzvahs are by day exclusively and night mitzvahs are by night exclusively. And Omer was one of those listed. That's Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon, who holds that Omer cannot be harvested by day. The other opinion, the one of our Mishnah a blot ago, which stated clearly that b'di'evet, in a case of need, you could harvest by day, that's following the opinion of Rebbe, who says, Havei acheres tachteha, that if a korban omer became tamei, there actually is an option to replace it. Now, if you look at Rashi regarding this need, according to Rebbe, to bring a different one, Rashi says, Shalo yomru muta lahakriv mincha tameyo afilu diyachid. Lest people say that it's permitted to bring a mincha that's tamei by an individual. They'll watch you doing it by the communal offering, and they'll come to the conclusion that even a private offering is permitted in such a way. So that's how Rashi's learning that the issue here is shalo yomru, lest people extrapolate from the communal karban to the private one. If you look at Taisvis, it's the third to last. Have acheres tachteha, bring another one instead. And Taisvis is wondering, isn't it tumah hutra b'tzibur? Says Taisvis, lahatir shirayim. The point here is that if you brought it b'tumah, which you would be allowed to do, but the Kohanim would not be allowed to eat the remainder that's not brought on the Mizbeach, and therefore that's not ideal. And therefore we would prefer, according to Rebbe, that he stop in his tracks, bring a different one, and like this, it will be able to be processed kimitzvaso appropriately with the Kohanim being able to eat. What you see from both statements, Rashi and Taisvis, is that the person really could proceed. Even if there was another option, you were able to invoke Tumur Hutra B'Tzibur and allow the carbon. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.